conversations, at least of today's panel, I was yesterday, are really talking about universities transferring technology to address commercial markets. And there are many challenges around addressing commercial markets. But there are also applications of technology that may have very high social value, but very low or no commercial value. And so I think that's the topic that we hope to address in this panel.
vaccines, and I have 130 in it. So it said this means that the policies that universities adopt in licensing these can have a significant impact on availability in global health. I would just caution you on one thing. We talked about universities filing the list of applications. I suspect it is not the license of universities that dictate their licensees. The patents would come out in the name of the university. That was certainly the case with Zurich.
is being treated as a private asset. And you can look at the patenting trends in agricultural technologies, and it's like many other areas. It's logarithmically growing. And about the same time as the Yale event, there was a watershed moment where a variety of rice was developed in a purely public sector project intended to be segments and within country
funded segments.
Within country price discrimination might be as important as across country price discrimination, right? So I think that's fine. But essentially, if we care about the providing access to the very poor wherever they may live, right? Meaning not enforcing patents or any of the other ways we can think about essentially lowering prices, that necessarily is going to cut into profitability of firms, right? And my argument is that for drugs that are targeted primarily at very poor restrictions on firms that you sort of logged at it. I think a very small number of institutions, including Emory, now have, Jerry, I don't mean to point at you when they say Emory, I don't think they're anymore, but you're in within a standard deviation of Emory, have guiding principles that sort of say, you know, you have global access plans, essentially, or this is how we think about it. And some institutions, like UC Berkeley, we talked about Aurora last session, have more active global access policies, as the IH generally does, but I'll defer to my fellow panelists on the details.
A couple
selling when you're selling it for $100 a year in India.
Yeah. Instead, you do see some below-the-radar screen price discrimination, these voluntary giveaway programs, you know, so you know, things like that, but nobody really knows how well they work. So, but if it is the case that firms aren't price discriminating, potentially universities could do something to push them.
Thank you.
let's say the government said that you had to do this, you had to consider this. I mean, something you can tell your licensees, am I wrong?
Well,
I think so. You know, it's like, you know, when we put a license out on the table, the first time licensee, and they see